Hey.
To be, it was meant to be. first time.
I know. What's up? What's happening?
No, nothing much. And on your side?
Nothing. Are you still at your desk?
No ways. Nah, I forgot about my desk, in fact.
that's good.
Are you still waiting for 5 o'clock?
No flippin' way. I left it for like, nah, niggas, I'm out of here. Close the window blinds, finish off the drink I was having.
Why? Because you need to pick up your baby.
Nah, I was like, nah, I'm going to fetch my kid. My kid needs to be fetched by 4.
Yeah.
But no, it's not fair. Everyone's time. Everyone must work 8 hours.
Yeah. Annoying. I don't like when people annoy me.
I also feel so bad because I did tell her that, you know what, because I was telling her this is boring. Like, this is becoming boring. And she's like, I like boring things because with boring things, I'm still able to learn and whatnot. I'm like, well, I don't like being annoyed.
And then she said, you're being rude.
Yeah, I said, no. Yeah, like, no, you're getting too rude. Like, you're being rude now. I'm like, nah, I'm not being rude, nigga. I'm just telling you what's going on, that your favorite word, capacity, is getting on my nerves. Like, I love words, but that specific word, capacity, like, I'm starting to dislike it.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, life goes on.
The key word of the day, capacity.
Capacity. Do you have enough capacity to tell me how your day was?
And what did you say about running? You keep running too?
Keep on running to him. Like, we speak, and then next thing, like, nah, I'm going to have a chat with Sarisha. Why are you always running to him?
Yeah.
Oh. Games, but, yeah, it was one hectic day. You know, I kept on looking at the time. It was going fast, but at the same time, it was going slow.
Oh. And, you know, by the Fridays, it's almost like the time just goes slower than usual. You think, oh my God, the day is going, like, I've never experienced this, you know, where you think that the day is going fast and then you look at the time and it's only 2 o'clock. It's not even 3 o'clock, man. It's only 2. So it can like be 2 and a half more hours.
Oh, it can be 2:35. You're like, what? Why are you not at 3 already? Or half past 3 already?
And by 4 o'clock you're like, oh my word, what can I do for 50 more minutes just to make this time go like super fast?
But do they expect us to be doing work stuff like the whole day, like when you're taking lunch off from your work?
Yeah.
Even if you space it out properly, you know, to make sure it lasts throughout the week. No, but it seems like there's a specific workload that you're supposed to each and every day. It has to be same. It can be.
Yeah. Wow. This is crazy, buddy. We are crazy. This is crazy.
And this is bad.
It's crazy, hey? And that lady that came to my desk today, who, you know, she's just like, but anyways, should I explain it to you, the story, or should I explain to you what happened?
Yeah, tell me again.
Okay, so you know how, so we have to report side effects of medicines, right? And we have to do it within a certain amount of time. We have to, it's required by law, you know, to do it a certain way. And so now, if someone calls in, there has to be like a line open where someone is able to report an adverse event, you know, and there has to be a way that we know that we will receive that information, you know. So we have to have the system. So we test the phone system, you know. And so we are responsible, like, for the rest of, like, say, a couple of African countries. And so now there's maybe five different. So, and they all have different time zones. So I decided, okay, I'll phone, like, around 9 p.m., you know. Just get it all at the same time. Yeah, so they now, now I call the South African line, right? And then so it doesn't go to the voicemail. Someone is just ending the call. So I'm like, okay, let me just try one more time. Maybe it will go to voicemail. And then someone cuts the phone again. And then, anyway, that was on Wednesday evening. So Thursday evening, this lady was not at work. And today she gets to work. And she comes to my desk, you know, but I was listening to something. I was listening to a podcast, I think, yeah. A podcast. And then, my battery's about to die.
Your story quickly.
Yeah, so then she comes to my desk and then she's like, were you the one who called me? And she's got this, like, extra long nails, you know, those fake nails. Yeah. You can hear me against the screen. And she's saying, are you the one who called me? You need to use the... Yeah, so then she's, like, banging her finger on the screen, right? And she's like, are you the one who called me? Did you know that you woke up my kids? And I was like, what, really? And she's like, yeah, woke up my kids. And you can't call me at 9. You should call me, like, at 7. Like, I'm a family woman. And I'm like, sure. And I was like, okay. That was so rude, eh? Don't you think that was rude?
Yo, that was very hectic. Somebody coming up to you like that.
Can you believe it?
And yeah. I can just imagine your face, like, okay. Like, like looking confused or shocked or surprised, like, okay.
Sorry, you know the last words that she uses as she walks away? I'm a family woman. That was the last thing I heard. But anyway, let me end this so that I can save it.
Okay, cool. Laters.
Bye.
Bye.